For the message today, we're still continuing our sermon series that we have been working on, and Praying for Justice is the name of the series. And we went over the first 11 or so verses, which was, "Please, Lord, judge the wicked." Last week, we went from starting at verse 11 or 12, and the topic was, "Somebody's watching you." And today we're going to start at verse 12, and the topic is turning your test into a testimony. Turning your test into a testimony. So if you can, please turn your Bibles to Psalm 94, and we're going to start with the 12th verse. Amen? We're going to start with the 12th verse, and the 12th verse reads, "Blessed is the man whom you instruct, O Lord, and teach out of your law, that you may give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit is dug for the wicked, for the Lord will not cast off his people, nor will he forsake his inheritance, but judgment will return to the righteous, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul would soon have settled in silence." In silence. So today, turning your test into a testimony. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you for the power in your word, Father. I just thank you, Lord, for allowing me stewardship over these, your people, Father. Father, I just pray that as I share this word, Lord, that we all just open our hearts and minds to hear what thus saith the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Turning your test into a testimony and praying for justice. As we look at that 12th verse, it says, "Blessed is the man who you instruct, O Lord, and teach out of your law." This pertains to fathers in a way, and let me show you how. "Blessed is the man who you instruct, O Lord." Now, we receive our instructions from the Lord. And in this passage, we see that the author is saying, "Blessed is the man who you instruct." Now, we can give instructions all we want to, but it's up to the person we're instructing to accept our instructions. Fathers, how do we have our wisdom? How do we have our knowledge? How do we have our understanding? Have we allowed the Lord to instruct us? Have we allowed him to teach us out of his word? And as we look at that, we recognize that what this is saying is that the one who is taught by the Lord is blessed. The one who was taught and has received instructions from the Lord is blessed. So as fathers, as our job is to raise our children up in the respect of the Lord, have we first received from the Lord ourselves? Have we taught them the right way? Have we taken time to walk with them? Have we taken time to share our testimony with them? Have we taken time to make sure that they're in place for instructions about the Lord? Do we take them to church with us, or do we just drop them off for Sunday school and we go back home? My brothers and sisters, and especially fathers, we have a tough task on our hands. When we became fathers, there was no instruction manual that came along with this. It was a lot of trial and error that went into being a father. But somehow, through the Lord's grace, we made it. And we are so thankful for that. But now as we look back over our lives, we realize, Lord, that so many things that came out of our mouth came out of your word. We instructed what we knew. So if you want to be a father, a good father, and instruct your child in the Lord, you got to have the Lord in you in the first place. Doesn't that make sense? So what this is saying is, blessed is the man whom you instruct. Blessed is the man whom you instruct. There is that song that we sang, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. Sometimes that song is sung when someone accepts Christ or when they are baptized. And we even hear it, I have decided to follow Jesus. So if we have decided to follow Jesus, we have decided to be instructed by Jesus. And not only to be instructed by Jesus, but to pray for wisdom of how to use your instructions, O Lord, then we will be blessed. Then we will be blessed. Then we can turn our test into testimonies. We can share how we got over. So in that 12th verse, blessed is the man whom you instruct, O Lord, and teach out of your law. How many of us growing up have heard the phrase that goes something like this? My house, my rules. If you don't like living here, go someplace else. You know where they got that from? Joshua 24, verse 15. Joshua said to the children of Israel, he said, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, what Joshua is saying, as for me and my house, as for me and my children, as for me and my employees, as for me and everybody who lives under my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to serve the Lord. Blessed is the man who serves the Lord, who is instructed by the Lord. Job, talking about turning a test into a testimony, Job certainly did have a test. He was a man who followed God, but yet God allowed Satan to mess with him because God knew that Job's faith was so strong that he would not turn away from him. Job lost his livelihood. He lost his children. He started to lose his health. But he never denied God. He never denied his relationship with God. He never denied his faith. He was a blessed man. He was willing to see the goodness even in the midst of the adversity that he was under. And in the end, he was restored. Fathers, we are blessed. Fathers, we read the word, but are we allowing the word to rule our life? Are we allowing the word to be demonstrated through our walk? It's up to us. But if you want to turn that test into a testimony, you have to be on the same page with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 13th verse of Psalm 94, that you may give him rest from the days of his adversity. Don't you know that the one who is instructed by the Lord, the one who is on the same page with the Lord, he has rest from his adversity? And it goes on in verse 13 to say, until the pit is dug for the wicked. What the author is saying is, even though the believer is oppressed by wicked people, we can take comfort in knowing that God is still in control and he will take care of us. God can use oppression to teach us and give us rest when the wicked are destroyed. You know, there's a lot going on in the world right now that we don't like. There's a lot going on that is not of God. But rest assured, a change is coming. A change is coming. Our job as fathers is to continue to share with our children, continue to share with people our relationship with the Lord, how the Lord has helped us cope with the situations that come with life. Again, the 13th verse, that you may give him rest. A rest. The man, the father, who has been instructed by the Lord, is not only blessed, but has rest. Has rest. We all have challenges in our lives. We all have the wicked ones in our lives. We all have those in our lives who claim credit for God's work. And we know those folks who oppress God's people. But in the midst of it, we can still have peace and we can still have rest. You know, I saw a study a few years ago done by a college, a university, where they studied prayer. And it was a medical school, and they discovered that people who prayed seemed to heal a little bit better. People who prayed seemed to take bad news in a different way. What they really discovered is that people who prayed, it was not necessarily the prayer, but it was the faith they have in their Savior. Oh, we really didn't need a study to understand that. But we know that the faithful person is the one that will find rest. The faithful person is the one who will be blessed in the midst of what's going on. The 14th verse says, "For the Lord will not cast off his people, nor will he forsake his inheritance." Don't you know that we are the inheritance of God? We are the people of God through our relationship with God, through Jesus Christ. We have been adopted into the family. Not only are we blessed, not only do we have rest, but we have deliverance. The Lord will not forsake his people. He will not forsake his people. Moses even talked to his people when he was transferring leadership from himself to Joshua in Deuteronomy 31. Sixth verse, he said, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of who you see on the other side of the river. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." My brothers and sisters, especially the fathers out there, be strong, be of good courage. You know, when our children are young, real young, they kind of do things foolishly. And we pray, "Lord, when will they understand?" But we have to realize that we were young once and we did foolish things. But scripture tells us, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. So my brothers and sisters, our job is to teach our children. Fathers, our job is to teach our children. Let me say that one more time. Our job is to teach our children. And you know what? As they grow older, you start seeing the results of that teaching. You start seeing the results of their decision making. You start seeing the results of the words you spoken to them, the praise, the prayers you prayed for them. You start seeing the results. So therefore, fathers, as Moses told Joshua, or told the people of God before Joshua in that 31st chapter of Deuteronomy, verse 6, be strong and of good courage. Be strong, for the Lord, he goes with you regardless of what we are going through. He is with us. He will not leave us nor forsake us. Going back to Psalm 94, the 15th verse, and I'm going to end with this verse. It says, but judgment will return to the righteous, and all the upright in heart will follow it. What this is telling us, that the Lord will establish judgment. The Lord will establish judgment. My brothers and sisters, especially the fathers on this day, we know we're going through a lot. Sometimes we have the weight of the whole world on our shoulders. We serve a Savior who told us to come unto me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. Take it to the Lord. Leave it with the Lord. Meditate with the Lord. Ask for directions from the Lord. Allow yourself to be instructed by the Lord. And then we will be blessed. And then we will have rest. And then we will have courage to face another day. Fathers, our children look up to us. Our children mimic us. Are we doing all that we can to teach them in the Lord so that when they grow older, they can realize that we truly are blessed in the Lord, and they can appreciate us as those, as you saw in the tribute that was played earlier. Fathers, this is our day. We might be older now and our children are grown, but we are still instructing them in the Lord. It might not be verbally as much anymore, but they're watching our actions. They're watching our activities. They're watching what we're doing. So therefore, allow yourselves, allow ourselves to be instructed by the Lord. And then you'll be able to turn that test into a testimony. You'll be able to sing at that time, how I got over. Lord, it might look like I'm down to the world, but I'm where you want me to be, for I know you're going to deliver me. Lord, turn my test into a testimony. Deal with the wicked in your time and allow me to be the father you would have me to be. God bless you. I certainly pray this message has been inspiring and has brought hope to you, and especially to the fathers. We're going to have another selection for our very Sister Phyllis Morrison.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. Thank you. give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I know I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. It's me. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I know I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. See, it's give me you. Everything else must wait. Give me you. I know I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you, Lord. See, I know I'm not too late. Oh, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you.
Give me you. Give me you. What a touching tribute. Thank you all for the comments, the positive comments you have chatted. You put in the chat box. We certainly appreciate it. And we certainly pray that today is a day of reflection of the teachings of your Father. And I'd like to offer a special prayer again for fathers. But first, I want to do an invitation. And that is an invitation. There might be someone on this call who does not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. And I invite you to accept him right now. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 tells us, if thou shalt confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. That's what salvation is. It's accepting him into your heart and allowing him to instruct you. So if there's one who would like to accept Christ right now, just accept Christ into your heart. Accept Christ into your heart. Let us pray. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for the pleasure of being a father. Lord, I pray for all fathers. Lord, it's not always easy to be a father. There are many obstacles in our ways. But Lord, you are the one who will take those crooked paths and make them straight, Lord. You are the one who will lower those mountains so we can manage them, Father. You are the one who will fill in those valleys so we can walk on level ground, and we thank you for that. Father, I just pray for all fathers right now. I pray that you continue to bless us, Father. I pray that, Lord, you can just make our hearts to accept you more. And before we act, ask ourselves, what would Jesus do? For we have it right in the Word. Father, I pray that we have role models to look up to who are fathers. I thank you for those role models who have showed us how we should walk. So on this day, I pray for fathers. And I pray that you keep us, Lord, and continue to instruct us. And I pray we continue to receive your word. In Jesus' name, amen.